What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody out there? How y'all doing today? I want to send all my peace and love to everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now. This is your boy G, and this is Relationshipology. Today, I want to talk about karma. Karma, karma, karma. What goes around comes around. The law of reciprocity. I don't know if people out there know or not, but karma's real. Karma is real. What goes around comes around. What you do to other people will come back to you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. What people do to you will come back to them in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Now, I say this to say, you don't have to carry out vengeance on the opposite sex because you've been done wrong, whether you be male or female. Karma is real. I promise you. When you look on social media and you see an ex or something from way back and they going through something and whatnot, that's probably because of something that they did. Now, that's not to say you got to dance around the fire, you know, and be all, you know, joyous over what they going through, you know. That's not where it's at, you know. You don't want to live your life dwelling on the past or dwelling on what has already happened. Let me shed some light on something. The only thing that exists in time is now. Like really, really, like, can you go to the past? Can you go to the future? No. Like let's set that bullshit, that let's set that aside. Like, for real. You can't go to the past, you can't go to the future. The only thing you can do is live in the right now. The right now, the this very moment. So if you want to change your future, all you can do is do things right now to change your future. We know we can't do nothing about our past. You can learn from your past. You can think and dwell on your past and whatnot for a short amount of time, you know what I'm saying, in order to learn from those mistakes that you may have made, But at the end of the day, we can't go to the past. We can't go to the future. You can only live in the now. Okay? So if you live in the now and you realize that karma exists and you trying to go out into the world and find somebody to have a relationship with and whatnot, well, you don't need to conduct yourself as if, you know, you're dealing with past people that you have dealt with or past situations that you have dealt with. That's not necessary. You may be hurt, but you must move past that. As an adult, as a productive adult that really wants to have a relationship with another productive adult, you have to move past what you have been through. You have to move past your hurt, your pain. Now, that might take some time, which is fine, but you have to realize that. It's up to you not to get into relationships if you know you still need a healing time. If you need healing time, that's fine. But be honest with yourself. Don't date if you need healing time. Take that healing time and just kick it. You know, like, make that exclusive. We kicking it. We chilling. We hanging out. You know, that's cool. But let people know that, because you might be entertaining somebody who's trying to date, in which case you guys probably shouldn't interact in that setting or that form and fashion. Because there's going to be some things misconstrued or some things that's not going to go according to somebody's plan or down the line. It's not necessary to dish out karma yourself. It's not necessary at all. I need people to realize this. I want anybody who ever hears this to know it's not necessary for you to deliver karma yourself. It's not. Now, I understand we've all been hurt. Things have been done to us by people. That is what it is. One thing you can realize about that is things happen in your life in order to prepare you for other things that may happen in your life, or even to prepare you for you having to help somebody else along the line, whether it be your kids or your niece, nephew, or a friend or whatever. You might have to just say, hey, you know what? I've been through that, and this is how I dealt with that. Sometimes we go through things for those purposes, not just to go through it, but to learn something. Every single thing we go through to learn something from it. So if you go through every single situation in life, whether no matter how bad, and you learn something from it, you try to learn. In fact, I would implore you to learn as much from every situation as you possibly can. Dissect it and learn as much from it as you can as to grow. Because the more you learn, the more you know. The more you know, the more you grow. Right? So if you always going through things in life and you always learning from those things and you always growing from those things, well then you have no choice but to be a better person and to have a better life because you learn from mistakes. If you're going through the same things, it's because you're not learning the proper lessons, or any lessons for that matter, from those mistakes that you made in your life. That's why you continue to go through them. You're like, why I keep going through this? But because you haven't learned the lesson that life is trying to teach you, that God is trying to teach you. You haven't learned that lesson yet. Things happen. Some people may believe. I mean, if you were a person who just believed things happen just to happen, then I'm not sure what to do with that. You know, I don't know what direction to go with that. But if you can for a minute entertain the fact that every single thing that happens in life happens for you to learn something, and for you to learn something and to make you better, then if you go with that line of thought and you take that, and you go through things for 6 months, a year, however long, and you learn stuff from every single thing you go through, and you better yourself every time, within that, in another year's time, another 2 years time, another 3 years time, you're not going to be going through those same things. Yeah, there are going to be other things that you will go through, but you'll be a stronger person, a stronger individual, and you will not go through those same things anymore because you will already have learned from those things. That's why we go through the same things, whether it be in a relationship or whatever, because we don't learn from our mistakes. If you do, then you'll be able to see it coming. If you've been through something and you learn from it, how could it come your way again and knock you down when you already seen it, you've already identified it, you already know what it looks like? How can it then come in and knock you down again? It can't. If it comes your way and you allow it to knock you down, then that is what it is. But it can't surprise you and just like, oh, what is this? Because you already know. You already know what time it is. You already know what's up. Right? So, I just say all of this basically to say, to bring it back down around to relationships. It's not necessary for you to dish out anything like, I went through this, or this person seems like that person. He or she seems, you know, they sound like, you know, they're saying things that remind me of a past relationship I went through. And if you can't move past things like that, then you're probably not ready to be in a relationship. You're probably not ready to entertain another person at that time if you can't move past the things that another person has done. Because irregardless of somebody sounding similar or reminding you of somebody in some way, shape, or form, that person is not that person. That person most likely don't even know the other person that you're thinking about or that you're comparing them to. They don't even know who that is. So the likelihood that they'll be exactly the same is slim. I'm not saying that we can't meet some people, you know, or even a lot of people that seem to have a lot of the same traits, but there is a reason for that. That's not by happen chance. That's not a mistake. That's not a coincidence. I personally don't believe in coincidences. I don't. Everything happens for a reason. Everything. It's up to you to decide and figure out why these things have happened for you or in your life. That's up to you and for you to decide. But trust me and believe me when I tell you, everything happens for a reason. If you're going through the same things, it's because you have not learned from those things. I can't stress that enough. This is a epiphany that I realized in my life and that I've talked to other people about, and they've come to those conclusions, or that conclusion as well, is that if you learn from your mistakes, you won't go through those same things again. That's like if you have a math problem and you learn the math problem, how can you continue to get the math problem wrong when you already learned how to do it? It just, that doesn't make, you learn how to do it, you've done it correctly. Once you actually learn from it, and you, once you learn it, then you know it. Once you know it, you can't get it wrong, right? It's just a problem. Once you get the problem correct, you know the answer. So I just say all that to say, really, really what's brought me to this is me personally, I've had some experiences in my life and recently with different women who I don't know what they've been through or what they're going through or what or whatever, but they just don't seem to be able to I don't know. It's a number of things, whether it's be honest or keep it real or just let me know up front what it is or whatever the situation may be. Like, I feel like I'm pretty direct and I keep it real, and I don't know, like, women that I run into for one reason or another are not, it's always something, you know. And I'm like, okay, and I'm trying to take a step back. I'm like, is it me? What am I doing wrong or what? And I don't know, maybe some of it is karma. Maybe I've done some things in the past that I'm just now reaping, you know, getting back or whatever, you know, it's just now coming back to me, which could possibly be the case. I'm not a perfect person. I'm a human being, you know, I've done some things or whatever that I'm not proud of or whatever, you know, we all people, we all human, whatever. But, you know, karma aside, I'm not sure why, you know, these things take place and I'm being direct. And I don't know, I've had different things happen, like, you know, they talk to me and tell me this goes on or that goes on or that this has went on or that is going on. And I understand, but it's like, in order to find out if a situation is the same or not the same, you have to give it a chance, you know, like, I don't understand. I don't know, but that's kind of what, you know, I don't know, it's kind of vague, but it's just, it's been a wide variety of things, so it's kind of hard to narrow it down, to be honest. But yeah, like, I just wanted to share that and speak that out or whatever, for anybody who may hear this, and also kind of for myself, just to ponder on it a little bit. Because, you know, even for myself, you know, I'm human or whatever. I have to make sure that I don't fall or succumb to the urge to, you know, do things to people that have been done to me. Just like, you know, it's easy for us to fall in that trap. Like, man, you know, a female like this or whatever. Woo, woo, you know, so I'm going to be like this or whatever. You know, like, it's easy to, you know, be like that. But I don't want to be like that. I don't want to, you know, fall victim or fall prey to the negativity of the world. You know, there's a lot of negative things out there, and I don't want it to change me and change who I am and change my character. You know what I mean? I want to still be the person that I am, still keep it real, keep it honest, keep it straightforward, you know, and not become upset or bitter, you know, with the whole female, you know, or the whole womankind, you know, because of my interaction with, you know, several of them or whatever. So I'm probably going ahead and end it there. I just wanted to share that, you know, this thing wasn't long or whatever. But yeah, if you, wherever you listen to me at, I would please ask you if you could review this or another episode. Give me a like, thumbs up, wherever you listen to me at, whatever they do, you know, I would greatly, greatly appreciate that. Share with your friends, share me on Facebook, Twitter, wherever. I would really like to have this conversation with any and everybody who is open and willing to have a conversation about relationships and whatnot. So please and thank you. I appreciate you. And I thank you for sharing. Have a beautiful and blessed day. I bless all your family. I send my love and peace to all your friends and family. Peace.